This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, it's a lot of people that are struggling in this economy. You have the have and have nots. And the rich is getting richer while the poor is getting poorer.
Yeah.
Permanent recession. And a lot of people are struggling, and there is a food crisis. I believe they said one out of every five or one out of every four children is living in poverty, malnourished.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Lupe Fiasco said something that was extremely insightful one time. You know, he's from the south side of Chicago. He's from the west side of Chicago. And he was saying that he went to go speak to kids at his school. And what he realized was at that school that he went to speak to, the kids were going to school not to learn or not even to play sports or not even to have social. They were actually going to school to eat.
Yep.
Because it was a free lunch program. They got free breakfast too. So they got two free meals out the day. So let's hear what the CEO of Kellogg has to say about this situation.
Some of the things that we're doing is first messaging. We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable.
I'm all for innovation and marketing, but the idea of having cereal for dinner, is there the potential for that to land the wrong way?
We don't think so. In fact, it's landing really well right now, Carl. When we look at all of our data, of course, we would know that breakfast cereal is the number one choice for in-home consumption. We understand that for breakfast. It turns out that over 25% of our consumption is outside the breakfast occasion. A lot of it's at dinner, and that occasion continues to grow, as well as the snacking occasion. But cereal for dinner is something that is probably more on trend now, and we would expect to continue as that consumer is under pressure.
Yes, sir. It was a few things. One thing, the smell took me out when he was just like, I don't think so, Gary. And he was like, he said, as consumers under pressure consumers, the cereal for dinner play.
Okay. Can I speak my mind?
please.
I want everybody on Twitter and Instagram to call for the firing of him immediately. Not only is it insensitive because he's not eating that shit for dinner, cereal is not healthy. So the food that we allow in the United States of America to be consumed, other countries will not let their dogs eat it. It is not healthy. The nutritional value in cereal over the last 35 years has went down, I think 60 or 70%. And the origin of cereal being mainstream in the United States of America was to drop the testosterone levels of males in the country. I don't think that him and his wife and his friends are eating cereal at night. So I don't think you should ask your consumers to do something that you're not doing. I think it's in poor taste, and opposed to telling them a better option for what that they could do to probably make more money, which is the premise of this show. You're telling them to eat cereal, which is already bad for the kids that eat it. I'm disappointed in him. Stock is okay. I mean, the stock should have dropped to about 48 bucks. The last time the stock had a high was in 2015 at 87 bucks. I think he should be fired immediately, though. These are my thoughts. These are reflective of Ian Dunlap and Red Panda only. Not Earn Your Leisure, Troy, Mike, Rashad, etc. But he should be fucking fired. Go home immediately. So, Red Panda, everybody in Red Panda, I don't ever want you to buy Kellogg's cereal for the next 5 years. Like, it's bad. When Carl Quintanilla tells you to walk it back and you don't, like, Carl very rarely on air will embarrass somebody and tell you to step your comment back. Like, Mark Haynes was the one back in the day that used to do that, and Maria Bartiromo. It's in poor taste. But if he's talking like that now, imagine what other food CEOs are talking about behind the scenes. Like, that, if this is a sign that they don't care, I don't know what is. But I think he should step down.
Well, there was a thing called the French Revolution, and there was a woman called Marie Antoinette.
Okay.
And when the people were starving in the street, she said, "Let them eat cake." That's what she said, and they took a head off because of that.
This is
so I don't. I'm not.
I don't want to have to call.
No, no, he's not. This is actually the opening scene in the new Napoleon movie. That's the opening scene.
There you have it. So, and even Tupac had reference, you know, when after a while, when people get so hungry, they're going, it's cannibalism. Hungry, I think that was a metaphor. But okay. Let's unpack this a little bit. Cereal shouldn't be eaten for any meal
at all.
It's not even a real food, right? It's just made up. It's just made up.
It's one of these Americans.
Yeah, it's a food product. Exactly. It's not food. It's a food product. Mm. So technically, you shouldn't be eating cereal for any meal of the day. But I don't know the difference between eating it for breakfast or dinner. If you're going to eat, like, it's one of these things where it's one of these things, right, where you make a food to support the dairy industry, right? Even breakfast, the whole thing with breakfast. America is the greatest marketing tool ever. Why do we eat eggs and drink milk for breakfast? Because they wanted to support the dairy industry, which are huge lobbyists to Congress. Nobody, there's never been scientific research that says that eggs are more beneficial at 8 a.m. than they are at 10 p.m. A lot of things we don't question. A lot of things we don't question in life. I don't really eat breakfast food. Technically, you say you're only supposed to actually really eat fruit before 12 o'clock anyway. Flush out your system. So, taking emotion out of this, I think that what he's trying to do is find creative ways to sell his product. Now, product is extremely harmful at any time of the day.
They make Special K?
I don't know.
Special K is that. We're talking about the Frosted Flakes of the world.
So, I would say that at best, it was uneducated and ill-informed. At best. At worst, it was extremely unsensitive and completely heartless to people that are struggling to actually put food on the table, right?
Yes.
I don't think that cereal at night is a solution to hunger. I don't think that's a solution to hunger.
No.
But we all must have empathy. And I think this is what happens when you lack empathy. What I realized is that there's two worlds. There's two countries in America. And it's hard for the other side to relate to the other side. This is why police brutality, like, if you live in a white neighborhood, you've only had good interactions with cops your whole entire life. They come through on, like, the fire trucks, and they give out candy canes, and they do, like, the crossing road when the school closes and stuff like that. So you can never really imagine that a cop would just brutally beat somebody for no reason. It's unfathomable. Mm. You have to think, okay, well, they had to do something to deserve this because cops are the greatest people of all time. The flip side to that is that if you grew up in a neighborhood where it was economically depressed, you probably never had a good interaction with a cop ever. Mm-hmm. You only know them as bad. So you mm-hmm. can never really look at a cop as being good. Neither perspective is wrong. It's based off of your own life experiences. Very few people have the opportunity to cross over and see things from the other side. So what ends up happening is that you live a life and you're in your own algorithm. We're all in our own algorithm, right? So you don't really even understand certain things because you never went through it. You don't know anybody that's went through it. So your empathy level has dropped to an all-time low. Yeah. And this is a perfect example of that. So I think we can use this as a learning point. I don't necessarily want to just throw him under the bus. He already threw himself under the bus. But I think that it's important for all of us to have more empathy, us included. Yeah. This is a learning situation that hopefully we can all become better people from and realize that, you know, if we're fortunate enough to be blessed with some level of prosperity, that's a blessing, but it's never to be taken for granted. And you can never forget humble beginnings and people that may not have as much, because there's always going to be more have nots than they are haves.
Mm-hmm.
I think empathy is the word. You got it. I think it was completely tone deaf, but it also was, I don't even want to call it shocking. It was very like, okay, this is the type of talk that happens when they think no one's listening. They're just saying it to you out front, straight up, like completely tone deaf, completely not even caring about the consumer, right? Like, take these products and eat. When I was thinking of it, I'm just like, man, I remember when Siegel was saying, like, most nights ate sleep for dinner just because of the hunger that they did. Yeah. This dude saying that was just like.
And here's the thing. They're charging more than ever for a smaller box. It's three-fourths air in there.
So here's the thing, right? Before these people, especially every CEO, and we've come in contact with a lot of CEOs and high net worth people. Before they ever speak in public, they have a team of people coaching them on what to say.
Yep.
So at what point were you prompted, right, and went over the questions and here's how you're going to respond? Did he not say like, all right, no, nobody thought that would be ill-advised? Or they just felt like, yo, I don't care. He didn't care.
Yeah. He didn't possibly care.
He just didn't give a fuck. Yeah.
Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Mini Wheats, Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran, Pops, Apple Jacks, Vector, Kraken, Honey Smacks, Crave, Smart Start, Pop-Tarts was one of the worst treats you can give a kid.
Ever in life.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.